All right, I've got a theory about Rory coming up at 8:55. What excitement in that final round at the PGA Championship. Just thrilling drama. Tiger Woods was not a part of it. He missed the cut and didn't play this weekend. His back was bothering him again. We've got a number for Tiger, so let's give him a call and see what it was like for the 14-time major champion to have to watch on TV this weekend. I'm sure he didn't like that.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Tiger, it's the Musers on the ticket.
Ow! Oh, I'm sorry, my back is stiffening up.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry about that. What are you guys calling about?
Well, we just wanted to talk about the PGA and your back and you missing the cut and what you thought of the weekend.
I thought the weekend was stupid and dumb and needs to go away.
Yeah, we figured.
Everybody's talking about this Rory. Rory this and Rory that. What a stupid name, Rory. Rory. Say that about five times. Rory, Rory. Did Astro Jetson name him? Gosh.
Well, he is pretty good. You know, he's on quite a roll right now.
Oh, he's pretty good. He's not pretty good. Has he won 14 majors?
Not yet.
Does he date the red-hot Lindsey Vonn?
No.
Does he have a back that spasms up so bad that he has to flop into a bunker and get missed a cut all the time?
No.
Well, until he gets those three things, don't talk to me about Rory.
Okay. All right, but he's got back-to-back majors now. He's won four for his career.
He's got back-to-back majors now.
Hey, come on, Tiger, what's wrong with you?
Did you see him holding that Wanamaker trophy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They ought to call it the wannabe trophy for him. Because all he does is want it to be me. That's it.
You probably did inspire him. I bet you did.
Gag me with a 9-iron.
I thought you'd be happy because at least Phil didn't win.
That was the only good thing about this weekend.
Yeah, but he beat you by about 20 shots.
So, but he didn't win.
No, he didn't win.
The way I have it scored is we both lost. And hey, Jim Nantz, mm-hmm. Did you hear him with his, "A shining star at dusk"?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Tell Jim Nantz that he can take his jacket and his microphone and whatever else he's got laying around there and cram it up his ass.
Why are you coming down on Jim Nantz?
A shining star at dusk. Hey, Jim, how about a shining bruise on the top of your guy smiley face?
I think he's bitter, George.
Yeah, he's really bitter.
Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't be so bitter if there was one person here to coach me.
Who's that?
Hank Haney?
My dad. The large dead veteran who was so orca-like in his black hippo way that he horned up during the annual Korean estrus season and sought out a Chinese to seek his reproductive revenge, so he chased a Japanese future mommy into an abandoned Korean house where she sat quivering as he stalked her, bellowing out his drunken mating call of big girl wants his girl meat until she bolted, and he trapped her under him and pressed his yellow water maker into her cave where babies grow. 9 months later, she pointed her vagina toward the sea and shot out a 14-time major winner.
Reproductive revenge.
He says hi.
He's dead. How can he say hi?
Bye, Muser.
Bye. We'll see you. That's Fake Tiger, bitter at the win by Rory.